This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, I interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you a PSA. I'm kidding, but I do have a PSA to share with you. The regularly scheduled episode that was scheduled for today actually debuted a few days earlier because I had to give you updates and a call to action with respects to the California legislature and what they're trying to do in quite literally turning California into a fascist state. If it wasn't that already. But the thing is that every bill that I covered over there had nothing to do with, I guess, what I do in the field of real estate and business and things. This is with respects to AB 1771. You have to oppose this bill. And for those of you watching or listening on the podcast, I recommend you go to the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandresegovia.com. I'll leave links there for you to follow how to communicate with your legislator to oppose this bill. AB 1771 proposes an unprecedented tax on the sale of a home in the first 7 years after purchase. If the home was sold within the first 3 years, the tax imposed a punitive 25% tax. Yes, I'm going to leave you with this. Specifically, AB 1771 will result in increased taxes on homeowners, which if you're a renter, you probably think that's not that big of a deal because it doesn't affect you. It affects you directly, believe me. Two, higher prices due to a reduced supply of homes as investors hold on to properties and homeowners are trapped in their homes. Exactly. We already have a housing shortage, which contributes to the housing affordability crisis here in the state of California. And the solution of the state and what has been even for real estate associations here has been, oh, build more apartments. Apartments are not the solution, especially when you're building luxury apartments and charging twice or three times that of the usual rental you can find in rent controlled places. How does that alleviate the housing affordability crisis? It doesn't. Last, limited wealth building opportunities for California's new and more diverse population of homeowners. So go to the show notes so you can find links on how you can communicate with your legislator, who represents you in the first place, because you probably don't know that, and then be able to communicate with them so you can express your opposition to AB 1771 and everything else I laid out before in the previous episode, or the official episode. But anyway, make sure you follow me across the socials because there's a lot of crazy things going on in Sacramento and I can't keep up with it, but I can definitely recommend other accounts that are watchdogs on all this that can definitely keep you up to date. Thank you so much for tuning in to this PSA. I'm Andres. I'll see you on the next one.